Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. Here we are on a Saturday morning, and we'll continue the program brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Back with Don Stock and Jamie Blacker. On the phone, we've got Coach Betzner with Carroll High School football. We'll say good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Coach, you said last week that you were going to try to get some of those points back that they ran up on you down the line, Eastern, and I'd say that you got your fair share last night.
Yeah, we had a pretty good night, so things went pretty well for us last night.
Well, is this a case of the ability in the early years or the early part of the season where you get to play a bunch of kids that it's now starting to pay off a little bit?
Oh, I think there's no doubt there. you know, just 1A football, you get some injuries. We threw some guys in, have some backups for them. I mean, they've been starting to play really, really well. We've got a lot of young kids still on special teams, and they just played well. I mean, we have a kickoff punt returner that is a game changer. He's a sophomore, and, you know, if we had to give an MVP to last night just with field position, he might have been the guy. Just he catches everything. He's fearless. He gets upfield. Xavier Williams just has been phenomenal for us and done a lot of great things.
Well, to be honest with you, we always try to call the schools ahead of time to let them know that we're coming. I had a difficult time making contact with Lebanon last night, and yesterday afternoon, and when I finally made contact with them, I didn't think they were going to let us come. So I'm thinking, well, that's good. We're going to go to Carroll then, so we can pick up that ball game. But they said they were okay with it. So we would have liked to have been there. Talk about your kids and anybody who stood out.
Yeah. So I mean, from last year, kind of the situation. You know, when we left the field and we came back to Carroll, I talked with them a little bit, and I just said, we're never going to get pushed around again. I mean, that's never going to happen at Carroll again. We're not going to be the team that can get pushed around by other schools. And they took that to heart. And how physical our strength levels last night against their offensive defensive line was the difference in the game. We moved them where we wanted to move them. We did about anything we wanted to offensively just with with how physical we were. So I think that's where it starts, you know, our upfront guys buying in. And, you know, and it was a big culture change. When I came a year ago, they threw up 40 times a game. You know, that was kind of their MO. And they, you know, they got guys in space, and they try to beat you by, you know, getting people in space. And that's not what we brought. So it took us a year to get kind of where we wanted to be with our strength levels. And I'd say that was the big changes. And then we got some bigger backs. We got I don't know how many carries. I don't even know his stats, but I don't know how many carries he had last night. But Keegan Ellis, our 6'2", you know, 220-pound fullback, I mean, just was rumbling last night. It was pretty hard to bring him down. And then we got two senior wings that just, they do everything right. You know, they're kids you just love to have. They block. They're in the right spots all the time. I mean, very reliable. And then a sophomore quarterback played like a really good varsity quarterback last night. He took a huge step, had two touchdown passes, and if he's good, it caused a lot of problems for everybody else because our run game's going to be hard to stop. But if we can throw our passing game in there, and he's came so far that it makes it really hard to deal with.
Coach, looks like you put yourself in a heck of a position here going down the stretch with 4 weeks to go in the regular season to put you in line to win that Hoosier Heartland Conference Championship.
Well, that's one of our goals. You know, when we started out this year, you know, we lost 3 games in the conference last year. And, you know, that was one of our big goals by our seniors this year. You know, how can we climb that ladder, continue moving forward, and eventually get to that top? Because just like I talked to the seniors, it's going to happen. You know, you guys might as well bring it. You guys might as well be the team that does it. So they've just, you know, the seniors of the leadership has changed so much. We had great leadership last year, and we didn't have very many vocal guys. Not very many vocal seniors, so it was a little different to start off the year. But they've done it more like just with how they come to practice and how they are doing things with leadership more than vocal guys. So, yeah, obviously that's a big one on our list.
Next week you travel to Tri-Central and take on the Trojans. That'll be the Hoosier Heartland Game of the Week on Hoosier Land TV with Don and Carl. And what do you expect from the Trojans next week at Tri-Central?
Well, you got to stop them, because if not, they're going to have the ball the whole game with that, with their offense. So you got to figure out a way to, you know, keep, put them in bad situations, to keep them not getting from 2 to 3, 4 yards a carry, and just control the game that way. Try to get a lead so they have to do some stuff that they don't want to do, throw the ball around. But if they can, you know, if they stay in the game and they pound it every 3 to 4 yards, that it turns into no fun when you're playing that offense.
You gave us a heads up earlier in the season about the kid from Taylor being an outstanding football player, and Central found that out last night. I'm going to give you a heads up. Tri-Central has a really good kicker. And I don't know if you watched him or not, but
that field goal. Yeah, I saw the field goal.
He, the week I saw him, he's practicing from 50-55 before the game.
Yes, no. And those, Eastern had one of those too. I mean, they kicked in the end zone every time. It's a game changer when you have specialty guys like that. It just changes so much because, starting at the 20-yard line is, you know, it's like, oh man, you got to go 80 yards. And it's tough to go 80 yards in high school football.
I think it can be mentally damaging because, you know, you just put one in, you scored a touchdown, and now you're kicking off, and they don't get an opportunity until they're on the 20-yard line. And I just think it's a big, big play in high school football.
Oh, yeah, and we've taken that into account. You know, Kaysen was our punter last year. I think I told you last week we went and got a Jake Skinner to punt for us, good punter. You know, we went and found those kids that can punt and kick, because it is huge to have that field position, because I mean, those are so many hidden yards, and that's why, you know, we went and found a punt and kick returner that we thought was really good, and he worked a lot on it. That's kind of what his role was. We like to put those kids kind of, this is your role this year. You need to be really good at it. So because it's that third leg that a lot of people don't talk about, but it's, you know, if you lose that one, you better win the other two.
Well, Coach, I think that one of the best things that you have going for you at Carroll is the mental part of the game itself. You have kids who will not accept getting defeated. They're going to play to the win, and I think that's a big, big play or a good cause also in high school sports.
Yep, you can't teach that. You know, when they learn how to win, it's just something that and the expectation to win. I think that's the big part of it. Kids can say, "Yeah, I think we can win," but when you go and expect it, it's just a different feel. It's a different thought process of, you know, we're not only going to beat them, you know, we're going to do what we want to them. So I think that's the process where, they don't like getting beat. They don't want to get beat. And this group is that way, man. They get mad. You know, it's funny because we'll watch film and, you know, I thought last night defensively holding Eastern to 14 points, they scored an 80-yard run on a missed assignment, and then had about a 40-yard still on their two drives. They had an 80-yard run where they got yards, and then about a 40-yard pass that kind of was tipped around, and they caught it, you know, just one of those. And then we missed some assignments on the quarterback with his speed option stuff, and then they didn't score in the second half. But, I mean, they were – defense was really frustrated at halftime. You know, they were mad they gave up 14 points. I mean, so, you know, those kids – When you win and you have that expectation, you know, they take it on themselves. You don't have to, you know, the coaching part of it makes it a lot easier when the kids want to get better and the kids take, you know, accountability for anything that happens. Yeah, that was my fault. I should have been there. You know, it's a lot easier to coach when that stuff's going on.
We're talking with Coach Blake Bitzner for the Carroll Cougars.
Coach, I got one question. Do you guys have a road tailgate before the game, because Don always likes to attend those? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I don't know. They usually have some people.
His performance is better the better he eats, just so you know.
No, that's everybody.
Well, you're on the road for the next 2 weeks. You go to Tri-Central this Friday, which, as we said, we'll be hanging in there with you. We're also going to be with you the following Friday when you head out to Clinton Central, where they're going to be toasting George Gilbert that night.
Okay, awesome. That'd be good.
Thanks for being on with us this morning, Coach.
Yep.
Good luck to Carroll. You guys are doing great. Be looking forward to talk to you in the coming weeks.
Let's come on.
No problem. Before we go to the commercial break, we're going to play an interview last night. Russ Casper was at Clinton Prairie for his 50th high school reunion, and he had a chance to speak with legendary coach Bud Wright.
We're talking to Coach Bud Wright of the Sheridan Blackhawks. 440 wins tonight, 700 wins for Sheridan football. Coach Wright, congratulations.
Thank you. Getting to be a long stretch, but we're still sticking in there.
I played against you back in 1971. I remember that.
Okay. That's been a long time ago.
You guys were good.
Thank you.
Well, you're the winningest coach in Indiana football, high school, I'm sure. Reflect for the folks, you know, for posterity even. What does it take, and what are your thoughts, and just share with us a bit.
Well, I think the first thing, it takes a lot of hard work and dedication to what you're doing. In the younger days, I went to probably 15, 20 clinics every year, listened to the best speakers I could, and, took things from everybody, sort of put things together, and pieces started fitting together.
And the more you do it, the better you get. The better you get, the more you like it. The more you like it, the more you do it. The more you do it, the better you get.
Yeah. Yeah, you think, well, one of these days you'll get tired of it, but I haven't yet, so we'll see.
Okay. And you've won nine state championships.
Yes.
And anything else you want to share with the folks?
Nice job. Tell you, you guys did a nice job.
Anything else at all you want to share?
Well, just you got to have a lot of good people around you, and I've been blessed down through the years to have some excellent assistant coaches and such, and then I've been blessed to have some really, really good athletes.
That you have. And I understand that some people are finally figuring out what this means when you go around. So let's just same play and let's do it again. So keep on going.
You saw me do that, did you, out there?
Congratulations.
Thank you.